let's nearly end the show with something incredibly positive. Positive story tonight is the world premiere of the Christchurch documentary about the state of alternative education in this country. One Island of Good will play tonight and follows teachers taking 22 at-risk youth to Nepal, as you do. It was filmed by Christchurch filmmaker Tim McInnes and was funded by the Christchurch YMCA. So to discuss this further, I'm joined by the YMCA Chief Executive, Josie Oden-Schroeder. Good morning to you and thanks so much for your time.
Hi there, thank you.
Explain the film to me, because it sounds quite positive in the end.
The film essentially follows our classroom of students for a full year. So it follows how they were first told that we were thinking about taking them overseas and all the preparation that we did leading up to that time, which covered about 7 months, and then the trip itself, and then what happened on the trip, and then what happened when they got back from the trip. So a full 12 months of their life, really, which is quite a long time when you're 14 or 15 years old. A lot can happen in that period of time.
Now tell me, Nepal, of all places, why there?
Well, it came about because obviously Nepal had an earthquake in 2015, and when the YMCA of Christchurch was impacted by the Christchurch earthquakes, what happened was a lot of YMCAs all around the world donated us money to help us. So when the YMCA in Nepal was impacted by earthquakes, I was having conversations with all of our people within the organisation, and that included our students, about what could we do to help the YMCA in Nepal to recover from the impact that they incurred from their earthquakes. And what really shocked and stunned me was that our young people didn't really relate to it at all, even though they had been very displaced by the earthquakes here at home. And what that indicated to me was that they don't have a huge amount of empathy or understanding for other people, in, even when they're in sort of similar situations to themselves. And that's a real risk factor for their futures in terms of the likelihood that they might end up in, involved in crime and other negative stats. So my thinking was, well, if we can actually get them to understand how other people live who have a lot less than them, and also there's a relatable thing, as in they've all had an earthquake experience, then that's quite an interesting youth development exercise in itself. So that was why Nepal.
The world premiere tonight, have you had a sneaky chance to see it yourself? Or will this be the first time for you, Josie?
I have been heavily involved in the editing and the creating of the film, in the sense that the YMCA Christchurch paid to have the documentary made, and so we own it, and I needed to be very careful that the way that the young people were portrayed was fair to them. So yes, I've seen it many, many times.
I know what it's like in the editing booth. It can be frustrating but rewarding at times. You must be very proud, though, of the whole team behind this as well.
It's been a really awesome journey for our organisation, because it has meant that everyone within the organisation, and only a small number of people work with these young people who are vulnerable. The rest of our staff, the other 200 staff, work with health and fitness and outdoor education and all sorts of other things. So to get them all to understand that there's a deeper cause behind our organisation was a really hard thing to do, but a really important thing to do in terms of getting us all on board with the same mission and purpose.
So the world premiere is tonight. Where is that happening? And I wonder if tickets are still available. I know a lot of people will be interested in this. We love seeing local stories, don't we?
Yeah, and it's a really, really entertaining film. It makes you laugh. It makes you cry. It's really entertaining. It's not very documentary in a lot of senses, because the kids are front and centre, and they've actually been given the camera a lot of the time to film their own bits of it. So it is very entertaining, and it's on at the Isaac Theatre Royal tonight. And there are some tickets left, I understand, and it will be shown again on August the 16th. It's a 1:30 p.m. showing, also at the Isaac Theatre Royal.
Excellent. Just go to the New Zealand Film Festival website, Google it, and you'll find details on how to get tickets for tonight. It sounds wonderful. I feel quite inspired myself. Really nice to speak with you. Thank you for your support in this, and I look forward to seeing it.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you.
All the best to you. That is the YMCA CEO, Josie Oden-Schroeder, everybody. Sounds like an amazing film to go see. If you like seeing your local stories, then head to the New Zealand Film Festival website, get your tickets. And of course, not only that, you'll be watching a New Zealand-made documentary and a beautiful premise.